the S106 Radio. Welcome to the Jiffa Giffachrome corporate headquarters. This is the day. This is the party. This is the launch. I'm going to see if I can dial in my co-host, Christina Hendricks, who's going to join me for the show. And if I can just... Add people to call. Christina. Skype confounds me all the time. Christina Hendricks. Calling you, Christina, right now.
Hello.
Hello, Christina.
Hi.
Listen to that crowd.
Wow. Wow.
Can you believe how many people are here?
That's amazing.
Yeah, because you're on the show.
I was almost late. I had a meeting, and I just finally had to get out and say, I've got other things to do.
You're the important part of your day.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're live. David Kernahan is here, but apparently he is out eating a crumpet.
A crumpet? I don't even know what a crumpet is.
I don't know. It's probably like something stuffed with meat or intestines.
Ew.
No, I think it goes with tea.
Ah, yes. Tea. Well, I didn't realize we were having tea at this party. I thought it was a, you know, I don't know, beer party maybe.
Well, listen to them. They sound like they got more than tea down there.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, so thank you for co-hosting this significant day for Jiffa Giffachrome.
I'm so excited. I got my box last night, late at night. So I can't wait for the time that we finally get to open them.
Here's mine right here.
Where's mine? Let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay.
I know. I mean, the temptation is just incredible. But, you know, that email I got with, like, the warnings about what would happen totally freaked me out. Yeah.
So, it will self-destruct.
And more than that. I mean, the whole dismemberment thing, oh, I'm not even going into that.
Oh, yeah, that was a little too gory. Goodness, a little melodrama, do you think?
Yeah. So welcome for people who are listening. You're tuned in live to the Jiffa Giffachrome headquarters. I'm Alan Levine from DS106. I am also apparently the vice president of pranksters or pranks or something like that.
And I'm Christina Hendricks, and I think I am VP of communications or something like that.
You're in charge of this then.
I am. I made a wiki page. I've done a testimonial or two. So I'm part of the whole scheme. But really, I just do the PR stuff. I'm not behind the scenes. I don't know how it all works.
Okay. So we're just a few minutes into the show. Of course, you know, there's a lot of things going on. There's people rushing around backstage. There's a lot of security. There's extra security staff here.
Yeah, and, can understand why.
Yeah, I talked briefly to CEO Lockridge, and she's ready. She sounds a tad nervous.
Really? Well, I guess this is her first public, you know, speaking, public appearance on the new camera, and I'm sure she wants to make a good impression.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot on the line.
I know. I mean, if this doesn't go well, if she's put so many years into this, then it would be a big problem.
And, ha-ha! All right, so Talkie Tina wants to connect with me.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I will accept that connection.
Sure.
I guess that means she wants to be on the call. I'm waiting to hear from Rochelle.
Okay.
I'll say, ping me when you're ready. So what have you been up to lately, Christina?
Oh, I have been marking final exams because, you know, my work with Giffachrome is just on the side, right? It's mostly a sort of second job. So my main job is I teach philosophy at a university here in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I have to mark final exams before we leave town on Sunday. So I've been going crazy the past 2 days, just going as quickly as I can and, you know, while still obviously paying good attention. That's what I've been doing.
Right. So any chance you might jump from the cushy academic life to a corporate Giffachrome appointment?
Well, I think it depends on how well things go after today, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I'm hoping there's something in the mail.
Well, you know, maybe this radio show will help put a good word for me with the CEO. You know, if I perform fairly well, maybe she will hire me on for more hours. I think that would be excellent. Although I have to say, I don't want to give up teaching altogether because I really do like teaching. So I will always have a hand in that.
Okay, so there's some people who want to join the call. I'm going to let's see. I just conversations add people. So I'm going to add Talkie Tina. Oh, I don't want to add her number to this. Conversations, add people. Oh, not notification settings. Here I am futzing around as usual.
That's par for the course.
Let's see if Talkie Tina can come in. Oops, that was the wrong call. Oh, no wonder. Okay. Now we'll add people. There we go. Talkie Tina wants to come in. I'm adding her before our CEO. Don't ask why.
Okay.
Hello, Talkie. Are you there, Talkie?
Kinda super true friend.
Kind of shy, Talkie.
Where are you?
I think the crowds are scaring her. So I'm also going to now call Rochelle. I might have called her accidentally on another line.
Oh, well, you know, she has several lines being as important as she is.
Right. So, hello, Rochelle.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Check out the crowd. It's even bigger than before.
Oh, they're chanting now.
I know.
That's because you're here.
We want Jifficrome. We want Jifficrome.
And I have been listening to the way the conversation about how it's pronounced.
Oh, yes. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it can go either way. Because I know that Alan and I pronounce it differently.
So the way that I pronounce it is Jif, as with a J and a soft. When I had looked and read and listened to the actual inventor or for that name years ago, he had said that it was pronounced with the J type of sound, Jif, but that it really didn't matter. So we can go with that. It's how people feel most comfortable in pronouncing it is fine, but as CEO, I pronounce it as Jif.
Okay.
I think I may have made a commercial in which I pronounced it the other way. So I hope that that is okay.
Our communications director is pronouncing it in a different way. So see, we're quite an open company.
Right. Well, and I honestly thought, I mean, maybe a way to deal with this is just to be Jif-a-Jif-a-Chrome.
Oh, that's better.
I think, as we're speaking online, that's a fine way to say it. Be a little bit difficult in our communications, though.
Right.
Well,
right.
And the company only has one GIF in it, so it'd be hard to put that in the name.
Yes,
that's true. So we have an audience. We've got our CEO. David is away with a crumpet.
I thought I saw some pictures also that Viv had put some pictures up of her crumpets.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, she does. Let me tweet that out.
We should just stop all this madness and get some crumpets.
Can I take a break? I want a crumpet.
Okay. Let me just
Well, they were great crumpets.
What are crumpets, David?
Crumpets are for life, is what crumpets are.
Oh, okay then. Well, we should all have crumpets, because we are for life.
Yes. So, yes, crumpets are the official breakfast food of DS106 Radio.
Right.
So I'm tweeting out as at Jifficrome and making sure that I'm putting the hashtag in Jifficrome so that people can follow. You should have a...
Remember to use the hard G key and not the soft G key.
Can we just move past this?
Especially if you've got a Canadian keyboard.
Oops. I think you have to hit the control to get one or the other, right?
Alt-Shift-Control-G. Control-Shift-Alt-Option.
Try that tweet one more time here. I have so many windows open.
Yes. Well... So many things going on today.
I know.
It's an exciting day. So Actually, when are we going to start this radio show, do you think?
We've actually technically started, but I'm ready to queue up. I think the Ink Spots are ready for their first song, because that's the intro.
Cool.
But only when the CEO says that she's ready.
Let the festivities begin.
All right. So going to be going back down to the ballroom floor where we've got the Ink Spots. Going to do a little musical introduction to the Giffa 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 Chrome. And then I think we're going to just start off with the announcement. I think we should just go right there. So Ink Spots, take it away.
You are listening to the Giffachrome Radio Hour, brought to you by your friends at Giffachrome, and presented by Christina and Alan.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
I love those Ink Spots.
And they're headless. How do they talk?
That's headless. Well, we're going to hear from them. It must be hard to sing without a head, but we'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to hear some more music from them after the big announcement. Is there anybody else you see out there on the party floor?
What?
Is there anybody else important to the company that's out there on the party floor right now?
I don't know. I've been looking for Mariana. Where is Mariana?
She was getting a microphone. Let me see if she's ready now. I'll try calling her.
Maybe she was getting a drink. She's probably nervous too.
She is, Mariana. Okay. Giving a call to Mariana. Hello, Mariana.
Ooh.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
You want to turn off your DS106 radio because you're going to hear it through Skype.
Yes. Let me. Hold on.
Hello.
You want to turn off your DS106 radio because.
Wow. I just went back in time.
That's great.
That's it. It's done.
Yay.
Time travel.
Otherwise, we get to hear ourselves two or three times.
I know. I respond. I answered the Skype before I switched off.
Right.
Okay, well, I think the Ink Spots just did their little warm-up act to get the crowd's attention.
Now they're back to talking.
Yeah, well, you know how people are. They're just jabbering about the Jiffa Giffachrome.
Yeah.
And I think Rochelle's getting ready to approach the lectern for the announcement.
Wow, very excited about this. We've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah.
We have. Very excited. I know that Rochelle has been working very hard on her announcement today.
That woman doesn't sleep.
Yeah, she
I
must
know.
Not.
No, she has not for the last week.
That's what it takes to be a CEO, right?
That's right. That's right.
I have to say that, you know, I think I've done even more this week than I did for the radio show the week before it.
I mean, I was
out of DS106 for a long time because I was so busy, and then suddenly I just did a whole bunch of stuff in the last few days.
And the most beautiful thing was, like, no one planned this.
I know.
Yes.
It's so great.
But we're going to talk about DS106 when we go out to the campfire afterwards.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
Are you ready, CEO, for your big announcement?
I am. And you had asked about other people online, and I just wanted to let you know that we are a family company. And my daughter, who you have seen pictures, and my grandson, they're online and have just recently got a Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
So they are following us. I'm very proud to have them on there. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. Is she listening?
She is. She's listening and she's commenting in. She was asking about how do I communicate feedback to the DS106 radio DJs. Mariana helped her to get an account.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Already
yeah,
I'm already in conversation with her on Twitter, and I've already given her details to get through to Alan if she wants to talk to you directly, Alan.
Okay. And we have a massive audience of 14 on the radio station.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's good.
which doesn't include us because we're listening through the Skype. So technically, it's 18 or 19.
Well, and excuse me, but I have our mascot with me too. Oh, so 20. We have to add him as well. He is listening very attentively.
Oh, I imagine he
Colin
is.
Counts like three times.
Let me tweet out a picture of our wonderful little mascot.
Well, there's what crumpets look like. I'm just looking at the Twitter. Oh, right. They're like English muffins.
Yes.
That's what we call them here.
Look, Dave, did Viv actually make those?
She put the butter on them and the cheese.
Sounds like cooking to me. Yes.
They are not an English muffin. An English muffin is a quite different animal.
It's,
it's actually very nice, but it's kind of hard to explain. But an English muffin is not a crumpet, and a crumpet is not an English muffin.
Okay. Sometime I'll get back over to the UK and I will have both, and then I will understand.
Yes. Yes. I think if any member of DS106 actually makes it to Karzakan and Rolf in the Bristol area, we will feed them both.
Oh,
and we can let them decide which they prefer.
Uh-huh.
I can confirm to the fine hospitality there in Bristol.
I'm coming. Someday I'll be there.
I should actually let you know, Alan, after the radio show, we might be absent for part of the campfire because we are going over to the port of call. They're having a party there.
Awesome.
Lots of food. And they're also doing a launch. It's the world's only pub that also contains an apothecary.
Oh, neat.
An apothecary.
So we're very excited about that.
That's a drugstore, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
What kind of? Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
This is the product launch. Are you ready, Rochelle?
That's right.
I am. I am just going to tweet out a link to our website.
The CEO who tweets.
All right. Yeah. Little. I should be having my communications director do this instead of me doing it. But since you are lovely host of our radio station broadcast right now, I'm doing it on my own. So I want to start out by saying I want to really thank and how much I appreciate the DS106 Headless 13 graduating class for hosting our product launch. We could not have done this without them, and it's just been great. So if everybody can give them a big hand, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you. I also want to thank Alan, who has been part of our executive on loan program with DS106, and he is also our resident trying to find your link here. There it is. Our resident prankster.
I like that. That's the best title you came up with.
It is. RP.
Yes. Hey, I'm a CEO. I can give everybody their own promotions and what they should be, which I will kind of go through here.
I think you meant to say I'm CEO, bitch. I believe that's the way it's now said in .com startups.
Thank you.
No one's going to mess with this company. I
haven't like that before, no. I also want to thank Mariana, who has been our chief learning officer. I had to learn that myself about what that meant. She's been our cyber psychologist and our resident cheerleader. She's been out there, and I will get her link too. Oh, I can just do it like that. That's good. This is a part of my preparations. Okay. There we go. So for all the work that she has done, getting people connected, being able to, you know, people who weren't there, and it's just been wonderful. And she has been a real support through the whole time, through this whole past couple of months as we were working on this product launch.
Here, here.
Also want to give a big shout out to our lead Jiffacrome engineer, John. you'll be able to, let's see if I can meet John. Here we go. Oh, this is working well.
Rochelle, would you like me to tweet links out whilst you talk? Will that help you?
That would help tremendously.
Why don't I do that?
I have a shared document online, and it says links for tweets. And so I will share you with you right now.
I'll just go to the website. Don't worry.
Let me put you on here. Do you want it to your Gmail account or to your AOL account?
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Either would be fine.
Okay. I have them labeled, so it'll make it easier for you.
And although engineer Dr. Johnson's not available, we do have an interview coming up with him that I just did yesterday.
Yes. Yep. Okay, let's go ahead and get that out.
Anybody know what we've got lined up for today? The surprises we have lined up for today.
That's what she's doing right now.
Oh, right. John Here Johnston, he's listening in to DS106 Radio right now.
Excellent.
Is he?
Oh, way good. Down in the level K of the labs.
Cool. Okay, so let me keep going through here. I want to thank Jess, our VP of Marketing and Sales, Seth, who is the head of our legal department, and we have a lot of people who were here helping us on the history. We have our historian, Stephanie, and she had help from Bill, from Chris, from Japsoft on being able to put together not only the history of Jifachrome, but the history of GIFs in general, where they had found a lot of interesting information. And there are some, I think I put those links on there, history links. I want to thank Karen and Rhonda, who are our Jifachrome chefs. We will have a spot from them, I understand, later on in the show. To David and Viv, who are our wonderful guest musicians, the Headless Ink spots. And Kathleen and Janet, who were our DS106 Headless Team support.
Sorry about that. Janet will like these rings. Sorry about that. A little bit of a...
Yeah, I know DS106 Radio was having problems last week, correct?
And that
able to host it on the radio.
Apparently that BB character might be in the village.
Well, did I forget anybody? Is there anybody else that I don't want to leave anybody out?
Can't think of anything.
No, but the people down in the hall, they're signs. They want their camera.
Yeah. They're getting a bit restless.
We better. It's been a lot of build-up. I think it's time to get to the big money.
Why have I lost a connection?
You're fine here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You're fine. Hello? Hello, Rochelle?
We may have lost our CEO.
Oh, I'm fine. I just can't hear it.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Yep. But if she can't hear us, then that doesn't matter.
I'll chat her that we can.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and go on to the next part of the show while I'm trying to figure out technical difficulties.
Okay.
So now I think we're going to tune up some of the InkSpots music, and then maybe we'll get a chance to talk to the band. So sit back and enjoy the InkSpots.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to give to capture your heart. All this fuel my heart will never tire. I've looked and I've traveled, my heart has unraveled. find a way to capture how you move. But now I've succeeded, I've found what I've needed. With Gif-a-Chrome, my gifts will soon improve. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.
Set the world on fire. I just want one sweet, sweet gift from a child, so I can capture your heart. On this one amazing film, my heart will never tire. The disruptive miracle of Gif-a-Chrome. Outside and at home. But look that I have traveled. My life is unraveled. All I want to do is find a way to capture how you move. And now I have succeeded, for I've found what I have needed. With Gif-a-Chrome, my gifts will certainly improve, believe me. Cause I don't want to set the world on fire. For now I have Gif-a-Chrome to capture your heart.
Wasn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
That was beautiful.
The harmony is incredible.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you for creating that for our product launch.
It was an honor to be associated with Gif-a-Chrome.
I think that will forever be our theme song.
Number one for Christmas. Go and buy it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think I do want to set the world on fire.
I think we are setting the world on fire.
I'm not sure I could actually advocate that kind of violence.
You're much too modest.
I have to say, David, when you sang and said the word heart, you had a little bit of Scottish brogue there going, right? Heart.
All right. So from all over the world. Heart.
Heart.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Can you do a good Sean Thompson?
From the headless ink spots.
That's beautiful.
If you'd like to interview me in Scottish, I would be very happy to do so.
Can you do a Sean Connery?
It says here that Vivian says the headless ink spots are also working on Flashband Wallop. What a Gif-a-Chrome.
That is indeed our next project. We're working very hard on this. It's a very difficult song to sing, though. There are lots of words, and we need to change at least half of them.
but truly, that was a masterful recording, so thank you. It had many layers in it, just like a good GIF.
Oh, yes. Bill wants to know if their ink spots are ready for a CD or maybe a vinyl LP.
The new Ink Spots recording is available exclusively on 78 RPM shellac disc. I believe also we might be able to transfer to wax cylinder.
Excellent. All right, so are you ready, Rochelle, to get back to action here with the announcement?
I am. You know what happened? Somehow, all of a sudden, my sound just muted. Have no idea why. And I finally found it. Yeah.
Let's get security on that. I'm really concerned.
Yes, that very well could be. Oh. We do have to worry about that. We were talking about it before the show. We have some
sort of leak.
Yes, we have some issues with a mysterious BB out there. Mm-hmm. And we also have Reader Skeeter, which really concerned our legal department, Seth. He's on it, possibly going to be working a libel suit against her.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I hope we have the money to pay for that.
Don't worry. When she announces what she's going to announce and people open their packages at the end of the show, it'll all become clear.
It will.
Okay.
They want their Gifficrome.
Yeah.
Do we have up next a chance to talk with our lead engineer?
We can, unless you want to do that before your announcement.
I thought he was not here.
I have an interview.
Sorry. Yes.
That's okay. You tell me, boss, what do you want to go with?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go with our lead engineer.
Okay. So let me see if I can mute the crowd a little bit. And because you want to definitely hear what John has to say.
I do.
Greetings, Gifficrome fans and friends. This is L. Naveen. I guess they call me a prankster here at Gifficrome, but I've asked a lot to do some different things, and so I've been given an assignment. I'm down here on level K of the Gifficrome research plant, a level I've never been before. And I'm going to be visiting the lab of Chief Engineer to be able to get some more background information for you about where the Gifficrome came from, because it is pretty mysterious. Greetings, Dr. Johnston. I'm Alan Levine. I work mainly upstairs, but I've been come down here just so maybe we can get some more information that we can share with the public, especially with the launch going on today, about the history of the Gifficrome camera. And it's rather difficult, even for us in the company, to sort it out. So can you just let our audience know what your role with the development of this camera technology has been?
Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about Gifficrome. Please excuse a little hesitancy, as I'm trying to be as ambiguous as possible. At this time, I have the role of the Chief Engineer at Gifficrome. This is partially true, but I'm neither an engineer, or as I sometimes describe myself, an artist. It's hard to say if Gifficrome is to be developed or discovered. Sometimes I'm not certain if it is a technology or not. Given that, I've been involved in a couple of technical aspects of Gifficrome. The glitch accidental technology, and of course Layercake. Neither of these things are fully developed at the moment, and for me, can be both my main focus and a distraction from Gifficrome. Does that seem confusing? If I was to say every aspect of Gifficrome is wrapped in a paradox, I would be oversimplifying.
I can certainly appreciate that, Dr. Johnston. We certainly do not want to oversimplify what is an amazing and complex technology. But let's just cut to the chase here. What everybody wants to know: who invented the Gifficrome? Where did this happen? And when was it? We can't even sort that out. It's really confusing.
Cutting to the chase is perhaps the worst, or maybe the best, way to talk about Gifficrome. Even the name is shrouded in controversy. Some folks are of the opinion that the pronunciation is of the utmost importance. Others think it's unimportant, believing that it's a feeling while repeating it that counts. For myself, I know that the word is both at the heart of the process and unknown to some GIF adepts. You can follow glimpses of GIFchrome through history. What is certain is that the current views of the camera were formatted by Roxy Lurage, a pioneering scientist. There are early examples of her work and some fragments of audio recording.
Ah, yes, Dr. Lurage. She's somewhat of a legend, but quite elusive.
At one time, Roxy was working with chemical components of GIFchrome, but I like to think of her visits to Egypt were of equal importance. There are some believe she discovered ancient truths that were both fantastic in the true sense of the much maligned word, and held eternal truth. Some GIFists believe that she discovered a spiritual dimension to her photography that transformed her views of everything. Others wonder if she saw the secrets of alchemy buried deep in the Medina with a clear scientist's eye.
Alchemy. I wonder what the marketing department can do with that as a concept. You know, Doctor, it seems like the more we know, the less clear it gets. Why is there so much mystery around this camera?
There is a mystery around the camera because mystery is at the heart of the GIF. Is it motion and stillness, or stillness and motion? Does it reveal things hidden in an image, or bring something extra to that image?
Well, shoot. I mean, Doctor, I know you're super smart. You got a couple PhDs and you invented a bunch of stuff. But, you know, I think you're talking riddles here. Let's just talk about you a second. How and when did you get first acquainted with this particular kind of technology?
This is a much easier question to answer. I was researching the use of technology in education by immersing myself in a new way of learning. There I met some visionaries who were reviving the GIFchrome. As the form of GIFchrome reflects the current cultural memes, this incarnation became a startup. The startup emerged almost fully formed. The company is a CEO who is a paradox in herself, part hard-headed realist and part shaman. It's almost as if she willed the camera into existence through telling tales. Others in the company have fluid roles. I believe that it is not so much an attempt to make money, but to change how people view the world. I am honoured to be able to contribute a little. I came involved when I had a couple of interesting ideas about playing with the technological aspects of the camera. And here and now it is a camera. These have enabled others to do things I would not have dreamt of. Currently, there are a few folk exploiting the glitch concept to scratch the surface gloss from images and surface deeper meaning, which is very exciting for me.
Well, I'm impressed, Dr. Johnson. I came here thinking you were just some sort of geeky beakerhead scientist, but it sounds like you have a lot of artistic sense and you really have a sense of wonder about this technology, and so I really appreciate that you're down here pushing the frontiers. But I guess I know that you've heard through that video that the founder of Hasselhoff Cameras is rather adamant that the GIFchrome is a toy, and even more, they feel that their designs have been stolen. How do you respond to this, and what do you really think the company should do about this threat from Hasselhoff? Because it's kind of a big deal, you know.
The GIFchrome is both a camera and not a camera, a toy and not a toy. The Hoff could not be further from the truth. GIFchrome is not a design, it is not a technology but a way of seeing. It shows hidden dimensions of truth and lies. Some believe that the GIF existed before cameras, so how could this be a copy of the Hasselhoff? There are hints of GIFs in Renaissance art and Siberian pottery from pre-Christian times, and perhaps in cave paintings. When the GIFchrome is launched, I think the Hoff will drop all claims, and people will hopefully, perhaps for the first time, understand that GIFchrome is not for playing with, or for technology, but for life.
Well, thanks, Doc, for taking some time out of your busy research schedule to talk to us about the GIFchrome camera. And this information is going to be very useful in our communications, and I'm sure the people at the launch party are going to be interested to hear from down in the bowels of the complex here about not only just what makes it work, but what makes it special. And so I certainly have a better understanding. And I see that you're going back. All right, bye. I think that's my cue to go. I think I know my way out. And so I'll head back upstairs and make sure that this recording gets to the comm department. It's an odd character, you know? You can tell he's really smart. But, you know, I swear, when you kind of watch him, his motions kind of repeat like an endless loop, but with audio. Well, I gotta get upstairs. Last stuff to prepare for the launch party. And none of us really know what's gonna happen when those beta testers open the box. We haven't really seen this. I was told I shouldn't talk to Dr. Johnston about the new models. The security is incredible. So I think I'll just get upstairs and get back to my work.
There you go.
Wow. I'm so envious of you that you actually got to meet Dr. Johnston, because, you know, I've only ever seen writings by him and then, of course, what he's produced. But I've never actually met him. So that must have been a really interesting experience.
Not many have. And, you know, I've met him, but you know, I swear he has like a transparent background.
Wow. His voice was a little strange. I have to say that, you know, there were some noises like going on the whole time. It was very bizarre.
But you can sort of, you can understand him in your brain.
Yes, it's true. It's like he's speaking straight to me.
Yeah, right. Before we move on, I have a commercial for you.
The name is Colin. Colin the dog.
New model. Still press here, do I?
Chrome, the camera champion.
There you go.
There's Colin.
Colin Bond. And while I'm at it, let me just play, because this is another great commercial.
Photography hasn't really come very far over the last century. Sure, we've gone from black and white to color and from film to digital, but the basic format is the same. Static images that just sit there. Isn't it time for a change?
Mommy, these pictures are so boring. They don't even move.
Not anymore, son. Introducing the revolutionary Gifachrome camera. No more dull, flat images. What the Gifachrome produces is animated GIFs. Just look through the viewfinder, click, and watch the scene come to life through the wonder of 106 film and the patented Gifilator software.
Can I have one too? Can I? Please, please, please?
Of course. There's a camera just for kids, the Gif-a-Kid Chrome, that creates unforgettable moving pictures from the audio of your favorite stories. Its random isolator element allows the Gif-a-Kid Chrome to produce a new animated GIF every time you read the story, ensuring no more complaints of boring from your kids. Gif-a-Chrome. You'll never look at pictures the same way again.
That was beautiful.
Yes, my son and I had a really good time with that.
He's been really excited about this.
I know. He's actually done a fair bit with me recently. It's, you know, he's finally old enough to do that. So it's great.
I just hope that we're going to be able to get enough Kidachromes for everybody this Christmas.
I know, because that the demand is going to go way up after today.
Yeah. Yes, it will. It's been, we have, you know, a great example, which I just tweeted out, of one of our first GIFs that was made with Gif-a-Kid Chrome. Very excited about it, in Alice and DJ Land.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's an excellent one.
Excellent. So more on the history. We've got some recording from the inventor of the camera, Roxy Blueridge. So I think Colin's ready to hear this.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh no, that's Abby.
Oh, that's Abby. Oh, oh, there's so many dogs around. You know. Whose dog is it this time?
Recording these notes because I have just lost all my written lab notes in a fire at my laboratory, and I want to make sure I put this into a more permanent form before I forget. Earlier today, I made a most remarkable discovery. I've been trying for the past year to create a photographic process that would create images that move. Not in the usual way, by having multiple still frames being moved mechanically so quickly as to give the illusion of movement, but rather movement in a single frame itself. I developed the theory behind the process a year ago, and it has taken me this long of gradual, very slow progress before I began to see my work come to fruition. And today it all culminated in one beautiful frame of my dog Corlin chewing a bone. It was less than a second long, but it moved. His ears twitched a little, and his lips quivered over the bone between his teeth. It was such a stupendous moment. But I had forgotten the chemical mixture I had left on the flame, waiting for it to reach exactly the right temperature before adding a fourth crucial ingredient, and it got too hot and burst, spilling over the other compounds on the table and erupting into flames I could not control. After trying desperately to strangle the fire with Corlin's blanket, I gave up the fight and grabbed him along with my camera and rushed out of the lab. My notebook was already engulfed and could not be salvaged. All I could do then was stand outside and watch as the fire hoses doused my laboratory, my film, and my year of experiments. But I'm resolved to record here as much as I can remember, so as to start again as soon as I can find a benefactor to help me finance the rebuilding of my lab. I have come to the conclusion that 5 ingredients are needed to process the celluloid in the correct way, each in precise amounts. I cannot recall, however, the exact amounts I used today to achieve the successful result. I can only give approximations. For the first ingredient, which is...
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
I know, you know, and it's really too bad that at the end of that cylinder just got completely ruined, and so we can't hear what she had to say for the rest of it, and which is probably why it took this long for the, you know, for the camera to be fully developed.
I'd just like to clarify that the cylinder was not destroyed in the creation of the Inkspots new album.
Oh, well, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's for sure. No concern there.
Yeah, so that was an amazing find, and that was found by someone in the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., and they contacted us to let us know that they had found this, because they made the connection between what she had done and what we were trying to do at Giffachrome, and let us have the recording, which, or at least a copy of the recording, which is fantastic.
I think the Smithsonian is going to need a bigger exhibit after what's going to happen today.
Uh-huh, yes, definitely.
It bears repeating.
That's perfect.
It bears repeating.
That's Karen's.
That's wonderful. That is
Karen's little bumper.
Oh my God.
And we do. We've gotten a lot of response to our endorsements, and so we just assembled a few for you.
It's like a ghost.
Giffachrome.
Giffachrome camera.
Giffachrome.
Giffachrome.
I shoot a Giffachrome because I know nothing as reliable as perfect. My name is Colin, and I am a professional photographer based in the United Kingdom. And I shoot dogs. I shoot absolutely any dog that is of interest to me. From pure breeds to mongrels to any ordinary dog on the street. My Giffachrome is my tool, and it is absolutely part of who I am.
So you like to have a picture that makes you look like a real ghost, huh?
Yeah.
So if you had a camera that could take pictures that move, would you like that?
Yes. Because it's like a ghost. But I don't like the one that's not like a ghost.
Why isn't the other one like a ghost?
Because it doesn't move and talk like the other one.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ooh, boo, ooh.
I mean, I shoot Giffochrome because there's nothing as reliable and as perfect. My name's Jonathan Worth, and I'm a professional photographer based here in the UK. I photograph people from the range from politicians to celebrities to family members, you know. And Giffochrome is my weapon of choice. It's absolutely a part of who I am.
My husband is a ham, but until recently, you had to pry him out of his reclusive den to witness that entertainment in person. Still pictures just don't do him justice. So I convinced my mother to let us try her Giffochrome system for the holiday season, and I could not be happier. The single-frame GIF brings to life his practice skill at catching a jelly bean pooped into his mouth by a toy penguin. And the 3D Wigglegram feature ensures that, just like real life, you can't simply ignore him and hope the weirdness stops. Finally, the triple-frame GIF option let me round out the experience with some good old-fashioned shirtless facial mugging. The real joy is that the high resolution but small data size will allow me to share my husband and his antics with our entire social networking community. I've already ordered a Giffochrome camera for myself and look forward to documenting my son as he grows into his father's big red clown shoes.
As an avid photographer, I could not be more excited about the new era that Giffochrome is going to be ushering in for the world of photography. It's going to change everything. And the new Giffochrome CX300 that has been leaked by Secret Agent BB really changes everything. Again, changes everything again. And all I need to do is go to Giffochrome.com, and the CX300, already rigged to the internet, can detect that I am there, and it's creating an image from this internet-mounted camera of me first, and then it sees back in time. Oh my God, there's me as a Little League baseball player. Gift and glitched, and I look pretty cute. It sees through time. I love my Giffochrome.
Giffochrome.
It's like a ghost.
Giffochrome.
Giffochrome camera.
Giffochrome.
Giffochrome.
Giffochrome. There we go.
Wonderful.
Nice job on putting that all together, the mashup there of the commercials. Very nice communications department.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's our Giffochrome community who just are so enthusiastic about this. I'm thinking maybe, Rochelle, we should do just all the announcement and the opening box instructions at the end. I think we've got one more breaking report, some breaking news, but anybody else want to chime in?
I think we've kept the crowds waiting long enough. I mean, I can hear them coming in now, and they're starting to chant. They want Giffochrome. They want Giffochrome. They sound angry.
They sound angry. Mariana, should we play the breaking news?
I think we should.
Okay, this is pretty important because it may have a bearing on what Rochelle has to say at the end.
This is DS106, Shrinking the Big Questions.
Good evening. We interrupt our programming to bring you some shocking breaking news. All is not well at the Giffochrome headquarters. Our reporter, Rita Skeeter, the reporter everyone loves to hate, is working undercover and has sent us the following item, just written by her quick quote quill.
Hello, rabbit listeners. Rita here from an undisclosed location. What makes a successful company? What lies behind the polished exterior of Giffochrome and its astounding technology? Me, myself, I want to know. Not to mention our rabbit DS106 listeners. Using my quick quote quill, I managed to record. Yes, yes, it does audio too, of course, as well as highly reliable writing. A conversation between none other than John Johnston, Giffochrome's lead engineer, and Mariana Funes, their chief learning officer. It seems that all is not well at the inn, my dear listeners. Let's listen in.
Hi, Mariana.
Hi, John. How are you doing? Well, congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really, really busy here. Just tons of things to do. And I don't know. I wonder what Rochelle's thinking about. I'm an engineer. An engineer? The chief engineer? I mean, I'm really not an engineer. I thought we were here to make art, damn it. Art, not cameras. I mean, cameras are fine. Making a camera is fine. But actually I'm probably just overreacting a wee bit, but it just seems mad. A lead engineer, that means I've got to organise people. I can't organise people. I can hardly organise myself. I'm an artist. I like an open folder full of files. No organisation.
And it's not like it comes with more pay, does it?
No, it does not. If you're an artist, you should be able to, you know, set your own price.
And of course, you know, nobody called me to say that they had promoted you, you know, and you know how I've been after my my promotion for weeks. Well, yeah, I actually had to phone her and ask her and say, you know, because I read the press release of your appointment, and nothing for me.
Yeah, and I wish that went on online before I saw it. I didn't sign off on those gifts. There's some really weird shaky stuff going on. I mean, the one with my face, this looks my look, mate, looks so
it sounds like Jesus.
Because I've got a nervous twitch.
You'll never get another job, mate.
No. I hope not. Not if it's like this. This is just too much stress. I need to go back to the beach, do what I'm meant to be doing.
Has Rochelle come and said anything to you? Or has she just been too busy?
I think she's just so busy. I mean, no harm to the women. I mean, she's a huge responsibility at the moment.
And have you seen her around that fancy new photographer, Jonathan Worth, who we've now contracted to do all our promotions?
Yeah, she just got him in. Yeah, just got him in. A hunky guy from England. I can't believe that. I mean, DS106. You know, we've got a community here. We've got people here. And we don't need to go out. We've got skilled photographers.
I know. And then she's spending all this time doing stuff with him and, you know, not paying any attention to all the stuff that's going on inside. And quite honestly, you know, I don't know how much longer I can go on, you know, working these kind of hours and, you know, constantly trying to, you know, remind myself of, you know, what we haven't done. You know, I mean, this launch party, you know, Friday, it's just too early.
I'm not going. I'm just not going. Yeah, I'd love to see the ink spots, that's the thing. But no,
yeah.
I'm just going to take a principled stand on this.
Because you know that the camera with all the different versions is going on sale next week. You think we're ready for that?
Well, if I am an engineer, I would severely think we're not ready, because I know I've certainly got plenty of bugs in the mix, and I'm just dealing with some of the parts. Some of the schematics seem not to match up with some of the images I've seen.
And I've been dealing, because, you know, in my role as chief learning officer now, I've been looking at all the stuff around, you know, with the call centres, the people we have, you know, ready to, you know, to deal with customers and so on. We have so many pre-orders in. We're going to need to do some kind of magic, really, to be able to, you know, to deal with all the inquiries and to deal with all the post-sale stuff. It's not going to be easy.
Well, I think when you start thinking like that, Mariana, I'm catching a bit of a weird buzz on the phone. Can you hear that?
Oh, are you? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
There's something.
No.
I think we just should wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
I'll see you at the cafeteria tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, yes, I'll see you there, and then we can chat.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, John. Lovely talking with you.
Same to you. Cheers.
Nana! Good. Can you say listen?
Yes.
Can you say two?
Two.
Can you say D?
D.
S?
S.
Can you say one?
One.
O?
O.
Six?
Six.
Can you say radio?
Radio.
Good.
Yes.
two, three, one, oh, six, rail.
Oh, very good.
That little trickster, DJ.
I am so proud of my little guy.
What is the cutest thing ever?
Yes, indeed.
That's pretty damning. I'm speechless.
Well, I'm a little speechless at that conversation that we just heard. I know nothing about that.
Do we have to talk about that? As CEO, I pride myself on knowing what's going on with my people, especially our corporate learning officer, chief learning officer, and I'm just shocked. I had no idea that that kind of thing was going on. And I'm wondering if there might not be some hypnosis involved here, that perhaps there is something that where there's mind control, because I knew nothing about this coming about. And this is really all news to me.
Yeah.
I think I have to say from our perspective at the Inkspots that we need to take a long, hard look at this company. If this is true, I was quite upset to hear that, and I would like to hear from the parties involved.
But maybe this is something that we should table for now, because we had that whole auditorium full of people. We got the boxes lined up, the website.
I think this is something we can deal with internally, and then I will be making a statement as communications officer in a very short time.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't trust this Rita Skeeter. Anybody who's taken DS-106 can put together a sound file like that.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't even know if it's true. She probably just took bits of audio from those two people and smashed them together. We know how to do that.
Yeah, we know how to do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to queue up the ink spots. We're going to have a little outgoing spot, and then Rochelle, it'll go over to you. Is that okay?
Yep, I'm ready. And so let's just move on. This is a happy, happy day for our company.
All right, do it, Ink Spots.
You've been listening to the Gifferchrome Radio Hour, presented by Alan Levine and Christina Hendricks, with music from the Headless Ink Spots, additional material by John Johnson and Mariana Fines, and featured Russell Lockridge, the CEO. It was a co-production with DS-106 Radio. For life!
For life!
Totally for life.
So is it time?
I believe it is time. I believe it's everybody get out your boxes.
Got my box.
We have pictures here of everyone who sent us in a box.
So just check, has anybody else got the Gifferchrome Nano?
No, you are the only one, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely.
Unless my box has like 10 nanos.
I was very envious when I saw your Gifferchrome Nano box.
Now don't open it till Rochelle's ready, because she's going to tell us a couple things.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, get yourself
ready.
All right, everybody ready to look? Okay.
Wait, you may
open your packages and look.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
I can't believe that. What?
It's so small.
That's amazing.
I'm very, very proud. I want to see what you've got. Send in your photos if you have.
Oh, I'm going to get this. Oh, I'm just going to power it up.
Yes. Yep. Power it up. Let it go. Oh, what's
that?